Hi, I'm Dave Williams, here to demonstrate the HTC Universal from a blindness perspective. Choosing the best or most suitable assistive technology for a blind person can be a very complex and contentious issue. Many of us know someone, or perhaps it's happened to yourself, where the wrong assistive technology or unsuitable assistive technology has been prescribed or delivered, and you haven't been able to do your job or complete your course. Maybe you've been in that situation yourself. So when determining which assistive technology you should receive, your assistive technology advisor, or if you get to make the decisions yourself, then really it's always a good idea to explore all the options available. Now, Pocket PC increasingly has become a viable platform in which blind people can operate. And Pocket PC now is available to us using a number of methods, including Pocket HAL from Dolphin, Code Factory's Mobile Speaks, now available through Humanware, or Mobile Speaks Pocket provides access to Pocket PC. And, of course, Freedom Scientific's PacMate is based around Pocket PC. They're certainly the most popular options, and I'm sure there are others besides. When making your decision, it's important to be familiar with all the products available and the various options which you need to consider with each product, like, does this product work with my preferred braille display or my preferred input device or my preferred speech synthesizer, and so on and so on. And I guess for many people, does this product fit within my budget? So lots to think about there, and certainly plenty available at the various shows this summer, and Dolphin and Humanware and Freedom Scientific, I'm sure, will all have representation at NFB this week and ACB next week and Sight Village during the third week of July. So if you can get along to one of those, by all means do so, and check out the various options available. If not, then of course demos are available, and you should visit the various manufacturers' websites for those. Okay, that out of the way, let's talk about the HTC Universal, because this is a product which has got me quite excited, at least. The last few weeks I've been fiddling with this device almost relentlessly after a couple of weeks of reading, and I decided to take the plunge. So let's, without any further ado, start by telling you what the HTC Universal is. Well, essentially, it is a Pocket PC that has a built-in phone and many other features besides. But first and foremost, this is a Pocket PC. It's not a phone with PDA functionality tacked on. It is first and foremost a Pocket PC, and everything else is in addition to that. So I think it's important to look at it in that context. Now, the HTC Universal isn't available as the HTC Universal. Hi-Tech Computer Corporation, who make many of these devices, are quite an obscure company who seem to keep out of the public eye, and the devices which originate from HTC turn up in different markets from different suppliers with different names, but in fact many of the devices are based on the same physical hardware. So you may find slight cosmetic differences to the case or the layout of buttons, but if broadly speaking the device is based on the HTC Universal, then we are talking about the same thing. So how do you know you've got an HTC Universal? Well, the HTC Universal from O2 is known as the O2 XDA Exec. It's also known as the Orange M5000, the Dopod 900, the QTech 9000, the T-Mobile MDA Pro or iMate Jazzjar, and the Vodafone V1614, and I'm sure under many other guises as well. The advantage of buying the HTC Universal from a mobile phone network is that often the price of the device will be heavily subsidized if you take up a 12 or an 18 month or even a 24 month contract. These devices typically in the UK, I think, currently retailing for about £600, which I think is about $1,000 US. So fairly pricey, really, particularly if it's something that you're only going to use as a phone, and if that's all you're going to use it for, then get a phone, quite frankly. This is a pocket PC, and if you buy it with a mobile phone contract, I believe in some cases now you can get it fully subsidized. So the initial cost is free, and then you just pay monthly for your service plan. So a great way to get your hands on cutting edge technology at minimal cost. So let's talk about the specifications of the device. This was certainly what attracted me to the HTC Universal initially. The central processing unit, the CPU, is an Intel Bulverd 520 megahertz processor. And if 520 megahertz doesn't sound particularly fast compared to your desktop, bear in mind that your desktop probably has a 300 watt power supply. You aren't going to be carrying many 300 watt power supplies around in your pocket powering a pocket PC. So bear that in mind. And of course, many of us achieved quite a lot on machines which ran processors considerably slower than 520 megahertz. And I think also you'll find that in devices of its class, the 520 megahertz processor is actually fairly speedy. In terms of onboard memory, the HTC Universal offers 128 megabytes of flash ROM and 64 megabytes of SD RAM. Although I found with many pocket PC devices, the amount of memory that's quoted is slightly misleading, because by the time you've got the operating system installed and by the time the network have put all their settings and customizations and so on the device, you're not really left with a lot. And once you've got a screen reader in there, you tend to be down into the tens of megabytes, usually between 10 and 20 megabytes remaining. So in terms of more substantial storage, you need a card slot, and the HTC Universal has one, a standard SD card slot, and SD cards now are available in 1 and 2 gigabyte sizes, and I'm sure that size will increase. So a couple of 2 gigabyte SD cards will take care of most mobile data needs, I think. Now, in terms of the onboard mobile phone, which is built into this pocket PC, the network standards which are supported tend to be of the GSM variety. This is a tri-band GSM phone which supports GPRS and operates on the 900, 1800 and 1900 megahertz bands. 3G mobile phone networks are supported through the WCDMA UMTS standard. And the 3G mobile phone networks, for those of you who are a little bit confused about what 3G is, essentially this is a way for you to get data at higher speeds through your mobile phone. So if you have access to a UMTS network, a 3G network, then you can get data up to, I think, 384K, which compared to 4 or 8 megabits available to many people at home now can sound quite pedestrian, but compared to a GPRS connection, it's pretty rapid. Remember when you got your first broadband connection compared to a modem, or maybe you're listening on a modem, and you'll find 300K quite a luxury if you get coverage by a third generation mobile phone network, and they are expanding as we speak. So continuing on with the specifications of the HTC Universal, you have input via a 62 key QWERTY keyboard, And I have to say, the keys on the keyboard are remarkably good for a device of this size, and we'll talk about dimensions in just a little while. You do have a full complement, of course, of alphabetic keys, as you would expect on a keyboard of that scale, and you have a number row, yes, numbers 1 to 0, and the minus and equals in a sort of standard Windows configuration. There is a dedicated backspace key and enter and shift, and there's even a key to bring up the start menu, which feels very familiar. So the keyboard, good effort, and there is a little nub on the F and on the J, which can aid with orientation. So that's useful also. The only limitation, I would say, in terms of the keyboard is that the keys seem to be arranged almost in a grid. Typically, one would expect on a QWERTY keyboard for the keys to be laid out in a slightly staggered arrangement, where I've found exploring this keyboard that the keys almost seem to be squared off against one another. So, for example, if you take the letters C, D, and E, they're above each other almost in a straight line rather than staggered as you would expect on a slight diagonal on a standard 101 keyboard. But that's the only flaw, I think, of this keyboard. And once you become used to that, which doesn't take very long, you won't even realize it's there. There are two cameras built into the device, which may have limited appeal amongst the blind community, but I wouldn't necessarily go out and buy a digital camera as a blind person, but to have one there on one's person so that a friend or a family member can take a photograph at a moment's notice, or even you yourself as a blind person take a photograph and perhaps send it as a multimedia message or an email to a friend, which is highly possible with this device, and to get some feedback about something. Does this tin of beans actually contain beans, or is it a can of dog food? Those sorts of questions can be quite useful if you're by yourself and you're wanting to get answers to those all-important questions. There is a standard battery, which is a removable battery, user-removable battery. I always look for that. It's always the first thing I ask with anything that's battery-powered. I get very annoyed, very irritated by devices where I can't change the battery myself. Even rechargeable batteries, even the best-performing rechargeable batteries, do need replacing from time to time. And it's always a bit frustrating when you have to send the device away or have a certified service engineer come along and take care of that for you. So I would say that's definitely a plus. The display is a VGA screen, which I understand is very clear and of a quite high resolution. And actually, perhaps I should have mentioned this earlier when talking about the cameras. This device does support video calling. So if you as a blind person know a sighted friend who has a device which supports video calling, then that's another way. Certainly you could just borrow a pair of eyes just to take a look at something, maybe get something red or just tell you what colour something is, etc. So let's talk about the connectivity then. There are more options than you can shake your proverbial white stick at. There is a USB 2 client port on the device. It's the mini USB 2 type connection, and primarily that's for connecting the device to a PC. Also, that's how the device is charged, using the USB 2 port. But don't fear, if you're away from a computer, you are supplied with a wall wart plug that'll just put you into a standard power point on the wall, and then you can charge your device, and that just plugs into the USB 2, or you can of course plug the device into a USB port on a computer and charge it that way. Although if you haven't got ActiveSync installed on your PC, Windows will nag you about unknown hardware being detected, so you may want to bear that in mind. The device has integrated Wi-Fi for connecting to a wireless network, infrared and Bluetooth. our other wireless technologies which are available to you from the HTC Universal. So that pretty much concludes the technical specifications for the device. Let's give you some vital statistics. The dimensions, first in millimetres, 127.7 millimetres long by 81 millimetres wide by 25 millimetres deep. And have no fear, we've got that for you in imperial measurements. They are 5.03 inches, so just a shade over 5 inches long, by 3.9 inches wide, so just under 4 inches wide, and 0.98 inches thick, so about an inch thick, so about 5 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch. So bigger than a mobile phone, certainly, but if it was a mobile phone you were looking for, then I would urge you to perhaps look at something else other than the HTC Universal. Let's just give you the grand tour then. I've got the device in my hand and I'm just going to disconnect it from the computer. So you may hear a little bong, or may not. Yeah, there it is. And the only thing I've got connected now, actually, I'll just take this out as well. I'll just turn down the mixer here so that we don't get a nasty pop as I take out the audio cable. Okay, so I have the device in my hand now, and I have it oriented so that the hinge is away from me and that the speaker grills are toward me. And so the device is roughly sort of rectangular in shape. I suppose it's like a cigar case or something like that. And let's work clockwise then, starting from the back left with the stereo 3.5mm headphone jack. And I'm quite pleased about that because many of these portable devices have the mini headphone jack, the sub 3.5mm. This is a standard mini headphone jack that you would find on your computer sound card or on a personal stereo or CD player. So you can use your decent headphones. If you've got a tasty pair of Sennheisers kicking around, you can always plug those into this. So you can use a full-on pair of headphones. Although, if you do that, of course, you won't have the functionality that you would have with the included headset that you get with the device. The headset gives you a little button for answering and ending calls and for doing things like voice-activated dialing and so on. And there's also a little volume on the headset that you get with the device. And it isn't too shabby, but if you're going to be doing some serious listening with this to music and podcasts and the like, then you may want to plug in a decent set of headphones. Moving along the rear panel then, next to the headphone socket, there's a very, very small recessed button for performing a soft reset, and typically you would use the stylus to do that. One thing you'll find about Pocket PC is that you don't boot it up every time you use it. The soft reset is equivalent to a reboot, I suppose, in desktop Windows, and typically that's something that you shouldn't have to do very often, although like Windows, every once in a while you do need to perform a reset, and the button there, you can't press it accidentally, you do have to use the stylus or a pen or something like that. Then we find the USB 2 client port, and moving along the rear panel now to the back right hand corner of the device, there are two rubber stoppers which I haven't removed, and I believe they're quite difficult to get back in, and they are for connecting external antenna. And then there is a slot for the stylus, which just goes in and out the device, and typically a sighted user would use the stylus on the touch sensitive screen, and of course you can do that if you feel comfortable with using the device that way. On the hinge of the device there are two buttons so that when the HTC Universal is closed, as mine is now, these two buttons can be used for answering and ending a call. Although, holding a device like this to the side of your head can feel a little bit clunky. I'm sure it's no larger than some of the early mobile phones, although mobile phones have got so small in recent years that this is certainly larger than a lot of mobile phones. Moving round then, on the right-hand face of the device, there isn't anything, it's a blank face, and then moving round to the front, we have the right speaker grille, and then that is followed by the volume control, and this is a sort of a soft jog volume control that you only move slightly left or right, and that sends a signal to the Pocket PC operating system, and so it's actually the Windows volume that is controlled when you use that device, so much like using the volume control on a wireless keyboard. Then there is a button which I believe is used for controlling the screen, although I haven't found any other purpose for it, and I also haven't been able to reassign it to another function, which is quite frustrating. Then we have two soft buttons, and I'll come back to talking about those later, but they're two PDA soft buttons, and then the left-hand speaker grille. On the left face of the device, we have the SD card slot and the power button. If I just lift the lid now and open the device, essentially we have a mini laptop arrangement. So we have quite a spacious 62-key keyboard in front of us with the spacebar in the middle at the bottom. The top row has six buttons, a couple of function keys, and PDA soft buttons, and we'll come on to talk about those in just a little while. And there are keys for bringing up the Windows Start menu. There's a FN key for getting different functions out of the various keys, and you've got arrow keys and enter key, and really quite a surprisingly well equipped keyboard for a device of this size. So I'm going to tap the power button now on the left, and as you heard there, the device is powered on. Now I have Pocket HAL installed on this device. I'm actually running a beta of version 7, which is just about to be released, I believe. Version 7 of Pocket HAL, which supports the Windows Mobile 5 environment, will be released around the world imminently, I'm told, and I'm using a beta version, so a developing version of Pocket HAL. So not everything works perfectly, but it's getting there. And the speech synthesizer I'm using is Dolphin's own speech synthesizer, Dolphin Orpheus, although Pocket HAL supports a range of speech synthesizers, braille devices, and input devices. The focus will generally be in the place that you were previously. So I think I was on the Today screen, which is kind of the default screen of Pocket PC, which has information about the date and your owner and so on. Let me just press arrow down. Okay, we heard the text messages, one on red. I'm just going to arrow up. Owner, Dave Williams. And there's the date, Sunday, July 02, 2006. I'm just going to reconnect the device to the mixer so that you can hear it a little bit better. The onboard speakers aren't too bad, but for the purposes of this, we probably want to have a connection. Here we go. Let's see how that sounds.
Owner, Dave Williams.
There we go. Owner, Dave Williams. I'll just arrow down. This is the Today screen of Pocket PC.
Text messages, one on red.
Text messages, one on red. Arrow down.
Outlook email, 29 on red.
Outlook email, 29 on red.
No tasks.
Got no tasks.
No upcoming appointments.
Got no upcoming appointments. And then there's a silent space there, which I understand is where one accesses MSN services, or what will be known as Windows Live services. and that's where you would sign into MSN Messenger. I believe there's a graphic on screen there, and it may be possible to get that to speak at some point. And then if I arrow down,
selected Pocket Hal,
and then Pocket Hal is the bottom item there on the Today screen. So if you've never seen Pocket PC before, that's a fairly standard Pocket PC screen, with the exception of Pocket Hal being at the bottom. Maybe we should take this opportunity to talk about Pocket Hal briefly. Pocket Hal version 6, which was the original release of Pocket Hal. I know that sounds slightly confusing, but Pocket Hal, the development of Pocket Hal, goes alongside the development of Desktop Hal for Windows, which you'll find on your desktop PC. Now, Hal for Windows has been in development for about a decade, and prior to that, of course, Hal was available for MS-DOS. So the move into the Pocket PC environment brings all that experience to bear on this new platform. So you're not seeing the development of a screen reader from the ground up. What you're seeing is the implementation of the experience and expertise which Dolphin have developed for the desktop over the years, now onto the Pocket PC. So Pocket Hal version 6, which, as I say, was the original release of Pocket Hal, supported Windows Mobile 2003. Now, with the advent of Windows Mobile 5, Pocket Hal version 7, which is imminent, will support Windows Mobile 5. And this device, the HTC Universal, is running Windows Mobile 5. And as you can hear, Pocket Hal is reading the items on our Today screen, at least. Once you've established an active sync relationship with your Windows Mobile device and your desktop PC, you can then install Pocket Hal onto the desktop PC, and once that process has completed, then the Dolphin CE installer will be launched, and Pocket Hal will then be installed from the PC to the Pocket PC. The first thing that happens on your Pocket PC when Pocket Hal has been installed is this.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 1 of 15. Welcome to the Pocket Hal Wizard. This wizard has been designed to introduce you to Pocket Hal and to the mobile environment. The instructions are presented in a series of information screens. To navigate this wizard, you need to use the following buttons. Right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, first thing that you'll notice, of course, is the synthesizer may seem unfamiliar. I'm using the Dolphin Orpheus speech synthesizer, which is very responsive and has a very small memory footprint. I've also turned down the frequency response to 8 kilohertz, which I find can also improve performance. So there you heard the first screen of the Pocket Hal Wizard, the Getting Started Wizard, basically, which introduces us to Pocket PC. And as every device is different, obviously, we need to take account of that. So the Getting Started Wizard only uses 4 keys, the up, down, left and right. So regardless of whatever other keys you may or may not have on your Pocket PC device, you only need those 4 directional keys, which are generally available in the form of a joystick on the front of your PDA, or in the case of the HTC Universal that we're using here, you can have it in PDA mode. The screen does actually rotate, and you can hold the device and have it feel like a classic PDA. Or if you're in the laptop mode, then you can use the keys that are on the keyboard, the arrow keys, which are in the bottom right-hand corner, in a similar layout to those found on a laptop. So 3 keys in a row, working in from right to left, your right arrow, down arrow, and then left arrow, and then the up arrow key above the down arrow. So I'm going to press the right arrow key now to move to page 2 of the Pocket Hal Wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 2 of 15. Pick up your PDA and go. You don't need a keyboard to access the information on your mobile device. Pocket Hal uses the buttons to give you access to your mobile applications. With Pocket Hal, the select button becomes the enter key. The navigation buttons remain the navigation keys, moving the focus up, down, left and right. Pocket Pan also makes use of all of your device's application buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, so we're being told there that you don't need a full keyboard, although several keyboards are supported, including, I believe, the HP Bluetooth keyboard, which is the recommended keyboard from Dolphin, and that can be used, obviously, as a, you know, as a full sort of external keyboard from the device itself. But the reason I invested in the HTC Universal is because it does have this this keyboard built in, which I'm currently using. So I'm going to key right and let you hear page 3 of the Pocket Hal Wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 3 of 15. Application buttons. Pocket Hal assigns Shift, CTRL, Tab and Back commands to follow your application buttons. Press each of your application buttons now and Pocket Hal will tell you which key assignment it has been given. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Now, one of the challenges with getting to grips with the Pocket PC environment is that you have soft PDA buttons, button 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the way in which these are arranged or where they're situated will vary from device to device. Now, I happen to know that on this device, PDA buttons 1 and 2 are the two center keys in the row of 6, which is at the top of the keyboard. So the third and the fourth key along are PDA buttons 1 and 2, which doesn't seem very logical, really. And I would certainly find it useful if all four PDA buttons were together, perhaps arranged around the arrow keys or something like that. But it does vary from device to device, and of course, Pocket Hal doesn't determine where your PDA buttons are, your manufacturer does. But what you can do in Pocket Hal is to reassign. By default, Pocket Hal uses Shift, Tab, Control, and Back. Let's press down arrow and hear that screen again, because I believe that was explained there.
Dolphin Startup Wizard, page 3 of 15. Application buttons. Pocket Hal assigns Shift, CTRL, Tab and Back commands to follow your application buttons. Press each of your application buttons now and Pocket Hal will tell you which key assignment it has been given. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Now, the nice thing about the Startup Wizard here is that we don't just have to press the PDA keys. We can press most keys on the device and we'll get some feedback. So let's just I'm going to go along now. I'm going to start from the top left-hand corner of the keyboard.
F3.
F3.
F1.
F1.
Tab button, PDA buttons.
Tab button, PDA buttons.
Shift button, PDA buttons.
Shift button, PDA buttons.
F2.
F2.
F4.
And F4. Now, all of that seems a little bit confusing, but if you think about that line of six as being three concentric groups of two. So think of the two middle buttons as being the PDA buttons, which they are. So the left one is
Tab button, PDA buttons.
Tab, PDA buttons. And then the right one
Shift button, PDA buttons.
Is Shift. Okay, so Tab and Shift. And of course, you can use Shift Tab if you're in a dialogue to move to a previous control. And then working out then, so move your fingers out to the keys that are sort of one in from each end of that row of six. So on keys 2 and 5 of the row.
F1.
That was the left of those keys.
F2.
F2. So F1 and F2, they tend to be soft keys that correspond to context buttons that are on screen, and often you'll hear Pocket Hal say key 1 does such and such and key 2 does something else. So on the today screen often you hear key 1 calendar, key 2 contacts. So you can press the function key 2 there, so that's the fifth key along of that line of 6 to take you into the contacts.
F3.
F3, which is the first button in the row of 6.
F4.
and F4, which is the last button in the row of six. So it doesn't seem very intuitive, but Pocket Hell's only telling us what's there. So this is the HTC Universal, and the F3 key takes us into the telephone application, and the F4 key takes us out of the telephone application. And I've found that also those keys can be used for starting and ending a call. While we're in the Pocket Hell Wizard, I'll just go down to the next row, and this should feel a lot more familiar. We're on the number row now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, minus, equals.
So you've got 12 keys there going across from left to right. 1 to 0, and then minus and equals.
Tab.
And then below the number 1 key, we've got a tab key, and then...
Q, W, E, R, T, Y, U, I, O, P, backspace.
Okay, so a standard QWERTY line up to P, and then there's a backspace key, and below that
caps off.
There is the caps lock key. In this beta of Pocket Hell, the status of the caps doesn't seem to be being accurately reported, but I'm sure that'll be rectified in a future release. And then continuing across to the right,
A S D F G H J K L. Enter.
Okay, and below that, there is actually a shift key.
Left shift Z.
If you press the left shift, you can let go of it and press something else, and you'll get a capital letter. And the idea of pressing a modifier rather than keeping it down, followed by the key that you wish to be modified, is a concept that certainly if you plan to use Pocket Hell, you'll need to get used to. That's exactly how the PDA button assignments work. So we heard there that two of the PDA buttons had been assigned to tab and shift. And so if you want to do a shift tab, you don't hold down the shift and press tab, you just press shift and then press tab. So they're sticky, almost. It's equivalent to sticky keys in the desktop version of Windows, which actually, if you're just using one hand to control the device, it actually makes life a lot easier. So where were we? Up to Z, I think, on this bottom line. Just going across here now.
V-N-M.
Okay, and need to be careful because after the comma is the up arrow key, which we don't want to press because that's the key to exit the Pocket Hell Wizard.
Full stop.
And then there's a full stop on the other side of that.
F6.
F6. The beauty is that many of these keys you can reassign in Pocket Hell, and if you wanted a key to give you a certain type of information, don't forget, of course, this is a fully fledged screen reader that can give you information about style, and you can change verbosity and any manner of functions. So perhaps we could assign that F6 key to do something like that in a little while. And then on the bottom row of the keyboard, I think the first key there is the FN key, and then there are shortcut keys for email and the web, although I found that the shortcut key for Internet Explorer always takes me to the Orange homepage, even if I make my own homepage. So that's somewhat frustrating. So in order to get into Internet Explorer, I press the key to bring up the Windows Start menu, or the equivalent thereof in Pocket PC, and that's the third key in from the left on the bottom row. Then press the letter I, which jumps us straight to Internet Explorer, and the other keys on the bottom row here.
F11.
Some of these keys seem to be a bit random, but that will vary, of course, from device to device. The volume keys, for example, are actually a function keys. If I use the little jog control that I mentioned earlier on the front of the device to turn the volume up.
F6.
That's, in fact, F6, and then down.
F7.
F7. Go figure, as you good people in the United States would say. And then on the front edge of the device are, in fact, the other Pocket PC buttons. The left one near the left speaker grill.
Back button, PDA buttons.
Back button, PDA buttons, and then The second one in actually is PDA button 4 and PDA button 5, just as if you weren't confused already. So if you hold it in, you get PDA button 4, which has been assigned to control.
CTRL button, PDA buttons.
CTRL, PDA buttons, and then I've assigned button 5 as shift, so if you just tap it.
Shift button, PDA buttons.
It says shift, and yes, we do already have a shift elsewhere on the keyboard, but this is actually on the edge of the device, so when we're in PDA mode rather than laptop mode, so when the screen is folded down and over the keyboard, you still get access to a shift key. Now, many of those keys may seem confusing, and I remember the first time sitting down at a computer thinking, how was I ever going to remember 101 keys? Well, there's only 62 here, and of course you already know 36 of them because of the alphabetic and numeric keys, so there aren't really too many more to get used to. And you know, you tend to find that there are a certain subset of keystrokes that you tend to use more frequently than others. So it's just a case of getting comfortable with the device, spending some time to get to know which keystrokes you need, depending on which applications you intend using, and learning your way around the keyboard. And certainly this Pocket HAL Wizard, which can be called up at any time, is very useful for getting to know your keyboard in the way that we just have. So I'm going to press cursor right now to move on to the next screen in the Pocket HAL Wizard.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 4 of 15. Navigating using buttons, the Shift, CTRL and Tab can all be used to move around the screen just like navigating with a keyboard. Both the Shift and CTRL buttons are locked on with a single press. They will remain on until a second button is pressed. This allows you to operate key combinations with one finger or thumb. Pressing the Shift or CTRL button twice will unlock the key. To mute Pocket HAL, press the CTRL button twice. Muting speech will stop Pocket HAL speaking until something new happens on the screen. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, fairly self-explanatory.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 5 of 15. The Today screen and Start menu. To go to the Today screen, press Shift back buttons. And while on the Today screen, the Shift back buttons will open the Start menu. Press the back button to close the Start menu. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, obviously giving us a little bit more information about how to access Pocket PC. To do anything on the Pocket PC, typically a sighted user would use the stylus to tap on a specific area of the screen. And so the Pocket HAL Wizard now telling us about the various keystrokes to access various aspects of the operating system. So shift and back will take us to the Today screen. And if you're already on the Today screen, then shift and back will bring up the Start menu.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 6 of 15. Menu bars and toolbars. To move the focus to the menu bar, press shift right buttons. To move the focus to the toolbar, press shift left buttons. To simply announce what items are on the menu bar, press CTRL left buttons. To open the context menu for an item, press shift select buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
So some information there about accessing toolbars and menu bars.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 7 of 15. Closing menus and dialogues. To close an open menu, dialog or message window, press the back button. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Now, if you've not used Pocket PC before, something which may come as a surprise to you, typically you don't quit applications in Pocket PC. Once you've launched an application, it tends to stay open in the background, and then when your battery starts to run low, the operating system itself will determine which applications you haven't used for a while and close those automatically. Now, that behavior can seem fairly annoying at first, although you do quickly get used to it. And when you press back to come out of an application, bear in mind that that application is probably still lurking around in memory. And Dolphin have included a very handy switch to utility, which allows you to see which applications are currently open and gives you the opportunity to switch to them.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 8 of 15. Tap. To tap the currently selected item, press CTRL select buttons. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Now, I've never really needed to do that. Typically, I just press select on something that I wish to open or activate. Although, apparently, control select will simulate a tap with the stylus.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 9 on 15. Moving in bigger steps. If you find yourself reviewing an email, note or document and you need to skip through it quickly, then press shift up or down buttons. This simulates a page up or page down key press. This will scroll you a screen of data at a time and start reading automatically from the top of the screen. To start document, read from the current cursor position, press control back. Press back a second time to stop and reposition the cursor. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
So Dolphin have implemented document read in here. That's known as a read to end in Windows and a say all in JAWS. One of the things that I think is a key strength to Dolphin's screen access software is that the indexing is superb. When you're reading a document, where you interrupt the document read, the cursor is pretty much on the word that you interrupted the read to end at. I've found that with other screen readers, it's a lot better now, I have to say, across the board, but I have found that with other screen readers, sometimes you can be lucky to be within a couple of lines of the place at which you interrupted the document read. So that works just as well here on Pocket PC.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 10 on 15. Pocket How function menu. Pocket How function menu contains the main functions you are likely to require quick and easy access to. To open the Pocket How function menu, press CTRL right button. This menu includes open Pocket How control panel pop-up menu, switch to Alt tab, soft reset, PDA status battery system tray. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, and a new addition to that menu is access to the Pocket HAL wizard as well. So you've got some different ways to access the HAL control panel. You've got open the control panel, which brings the control panel up as a series of dialogues, and then you can use the Pocket HAL keys to move up onto the menu bar and so on. I actually prefer the pop-up control panel, which arranges the menu bar vertically, so it feels like a programs menu in Windows almost. So you've got file, speech, configuration, map and help, which are generally the pull-down menus in HAL. They are actually listed vertically in a menu, and then you press the right arrow key then to open each of those submenus. And so I quite like that way to open the HAL control panel. So that's available there as an option. The Pocket HAL Wizard, which we're about two-thirds of the way through. Also, you've got access to the switch to utility, which I mentioned just a moment ago. Access to PDA status, that's quite useful. Little dialogue telling you of the battery status and available memory on your PDA. I'd like to see that expanded in the future to know about things like the status of the wireless radios. Is the Bluetooth on or off? Is the telephone on or off? I'm sure that will come in time. And access to the system tray as well. All of that available from the control right arrow menu.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 11 on 15. Switch to Alt tab. The switch to dialog provides the means to switch between open programs. With a keyboard, this is regularly performed by pressing the Alt tab keys. When this option is selected using the function menu, the dialog will remain fixed on the screen. This allows you to use the up and down buttons to select your application. Use the back button to exit the dialog without making a selection. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
So a little bit more there about using the switch to utility.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 12 on 15. Getting your keyboard connected. The Dolphin keyboard driver enables keyboard input on your mobile device. Choose your keyboard during installation. By default, the HP Bluetooth keyboard is enabled. To use an alternate keyboard, connect your mobile device to your computer. Select Dolphin Mobile from the Programs group in the Start menu and run the Dolphin CE installer. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, not really relevant here because we're using the built-in keyboard, but certainly many PDAs don't have a keyboard, and so support for an external keyboard is critical.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 13 of 15. Advanced features. Pocket HAL includes many of the advanced features that you have come to expect from a screen reader or on your mobile device. The virtual focus lets you move around the screen using your keyboard. The Bossity schemes let you control the amount of information spoken. And there is much more. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Many of the advanced features that you've come to expect from a desktop screen reader are available with Pocket HAL on the Pocket PC. You get access to various verbosity schemes, and of course you can customize those. You can create your own voice with Orpheus. You can adjust the amount of information that you hear in terms of the style. Do you want to know about different changes in font and underlines and bold and all that good stuff? And many of the features that you would expect from a screen reader are available on Pocket PC. And of course, all of this is down to Dolphin's experience as a desktop screen reader developer.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 14 of 15. More advanced features. Pocket HAL is a professional tool. It includes the option to use training mode to create access to new applications without the need to learn a coding language. You are also not restricted to just one keyboard or synthesizer. Pocket HAL supports a choice of keyboards, braille displays and synthesizers. Both braille input and output are supported. All these devices are managed seamlessly through the Dolphin CE installer. Press right for next page, left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Obviously, we're hearing Orpheus at the moment, but a range of synthesizers and braille displays are available, and the full list will be announced at the time of launch.
Dolphin Startup Wizard page 15 of 15. Keep up to date. Keep up to date with Pocket HAL and all the exciting developments at Dolphin by visiting our website. Also discover information on other great products that provide access solutions for everyone with a vision or print impairment. Learn about digital topic books and how to create them at the click of a button with easy-to-use applications. Dolphin website, http://www.dolphinuk.co.uk. To exit this wizard, press the up button now. If you want to review this wizard at a later time again, you can open it from the help menu in the HAL control panel. Press left for previous page, down to repeat the message, up to exit.
Okay, and so there you've heard it, the Pocket HAL getting started wizard, so I'm just going to press up to exit.
Button 1, calendar, button 2, contacts.
So there you've heard button 1, calendar, button 2, contacts, as promised on the today screen. So we know that button 1 and button 2 from our experiences there in the Pocket HAL wizard are F1 and F2, which are the second and fifth buttons on this line of six. Now, obviously, your mileage will vary depending on your device. So I'm going to press the... This, actually, I should say, if you've used Torx on the Symbian platform, then you will be used to these context buttons that you find on devices. They do change depending on your situation. Obviously, if you're an Internet Explorer, contacts and calendar are probably not as useful as a menu and bookmarks, which I believe is what you get. So that's where we're going to leave it for today. We've run out of time for now, but maybe we'll come back at some point in the future and take you through some of the applications found on Pocket PC and take the HTC Universal for a bit more of a road test. But to summarise, we've described the technical specifications of the HTC Universal, explored the physical layout of the device, and talked you through the Pocket HAL Getting Started Wizard. I hope this has been useful and informative, and if you have any comments, main menu listeners, send them to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org.